Welcome to step two of Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. Step two is publicly declare your faith. Jesus wants new believers to declare publicly their faith in Him. Jesus said, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." That's in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Have you ever heard of a carpenter's practice of clinching a nail? Clinching a nail is driving it into a board and bending the extended portion of it down on the other side. The nail cannot be pulled from the board. Professing Jesus publicly is like clenching a nail. Faith and assurance of salvation are strengthened. Most churches provide opportunities at the conclusion of the worship services for people to make public their commitments to Jesus. If you have not publicly declared your faith, you should do so at the next public worship service you attend. Upon making this commitment, you should be baptized. Number one about publicly declaring your faith was that Jesus wants new believers to declare publicly their faith in Him. Number two, baptism is an act of obedience that declares one's faith. A test of whether a person is a true follower of Jesus is his or her obedience to Jesus' commands. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 says, "We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands." So what did He command? Well, number three, Jesus commanded baptism. Listen to the Bible in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." You know, this was not a suggestion or an option for His followers. If we are not baptized, we're disobedient. Jesus set the example by being baptized. Let's read the account of Jesus' baptism in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. The Bible says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' Jesus replied, 'Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.' Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" In the New Testament, number four, in the New Testament, new believers were baptized. Let's read about some of them in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. The Bible says, "When the people heard this," that is the message of Peter as he was preaching to them, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And in verse 41, the Bible says, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." And then in verse 47, the Bible says about these early believers, "Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." So let's review for just a moment how we publicly declare our faith. Number one, Jesus wants new believers to declare publicly their faith in Him. Remember, He talked about acknowledging Him and our faith in Him before others. Number two, baptism is an act of obedience that declares one's faith. So we want to obey Him in everything we do. Number three, Jesus commands baptism. He commanded it in Matthew 28, and He set the example Himself as it's recorded in Matthew chapter 3. Number 4, in the New Testament, new believers were baptized. But there's more. Number 5, baptism expresses your love for Jesus. Let's read John chapter 14, verse 21. Jesus says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Number 6, baptism pictures two things. Number 1, it pictures what Jesus did for you. He died for your sins. He was buried, and he came back to life. Listen to these verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." So baptism pictures what Jesus did for you. But baptism also pictures what has happened to you, because you died to an old way of life and have been raised to live a new life in Jesus. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We all were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." The Bible teaches that the method of baptism was immersion, which is completely placing a person under the water and immediately bringing him or her back up. Immersion is the only form of baptism that adequately pictures this meaning. So let's review. Scripture reveals that baptism involves four things: the right person, a believer; the right reasons, obedience and declaration of your new faith; the right method, immersion; and the right authority, a local New Testament church. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47. The Bible says, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." The essentials of baptism are: believe in Jesus for salvation, make your commitment public, and request to be baptized by immersion. You're doing great. Don't stop now. That's the end of step 2. I look forward to being with you next time for step 3, share Jesus with others. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.